President Joe Biden ended his predecessor's border wall project almost a year ago. But a trial continues for one indigenous protester facing federal charges for blocking construction machinery at a site in Arizona's Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Elisa Resnick reports.
It's been almost 15 months since Amber Ortega and another indigenous woman were arrested along a remote border wall construction site near Quito Boquito Springs, a celebrated water source in Oregon Pipe. In cell phone video she filmed that day, she's heard chanting and singing as almost a dozen federal agents surround her. A bright yellow construction vehicle used to move dirt is parked nearby. She went to trial last month on two misdemeanor charges of interfering with government activity and violating a closure order. She emerged from the court to cheers from a group of supporters. Ortega has family buried near Quito Boquito. She's a member of the Thahana Atham Nation and is also Hiachit Atham. That's a tribe not recognized by the federal government that lived at the spring before it was part of the monument. At a press conference last month, she said it's an oasis.
Quito Boquito is a bird's nest. The land, that wall, the desecration, it's pure image of death. It's pure image of division.
She told the judge she was praying there when she heard machinery firing up nearby and that her religious beliefs compelled her to intervene.
The people, what we did was not planned. What we did was a calling that we heard an answer to that came from our land, that came from our ancestors, that came from our elders. And for generations, we've been fighting for access to our sacred sites. We've been fighting for...
Ortega's lawyer, Paul Gatone, argued her actions should be protected under a law forged in the 90s called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Amber was in what essentially is a church for indigenous people and was expressing her religious beliefs.
That same defense was used successfully in Tucson in 2019 by Scott Warren. The humanitarian volunteer faced up to 10 years in prison on federal harboring and trespassing charges for providing food and water to migrants traversing the Arizona desert. Warren testified his religious beliefs drove his actions and was acquitted. Gatone saw an opportunity to make a similar argument.
You know, we were trying something that is real and that has been used effectively in other cases.
But federal prosecutors in Ortega's case immediately asked presiding magistrate Judge Leslie Bowman not to consider any religious freedom defense. She wanted to hear all the testimonies before making a decision. Weeks later,
she ruled that we had not met our burden in showing that the government's actions presented a substantial burden of Amber's religious exercise, religious freedom.
Religious freedom arguments must prove a person was significantly restricted or burdened from practicing their faith. David Martinez, an associate professor of American Indian Studies at Arizona State University, says on public land, that barrier can be impossibly high.
If a substantial burden is created for the tribe coincidentally, then to put it glibly, it's the cost of doing business.
Natalie Segovia, with the indigenous-led legal aid network Water Protector Legal Defense, says faith-based defenses for land protection are often unsuccessful because courts associate religion with man-made places like a church.
When it comes to indigenous rights and access to sacred sites, there's consistently been a double standard.
In Ortega's case, the judge denied the defense's religious freedom argument, but said testimonies could be used to consider her motives.
I thought the court took into account the issues and also really addressed Amber Ortega's deeply held spiritual beliefs with a great deal of respect.
Still, many activists wonder why, under a new administration that's already canceled border wall construction, Ortega's case is being prosecuted at all. Martinez, who is also Hiachit Atham, worries it sets a dangerous new precedent.
It sends the message to us that we might be in violation of the law just by virtue of going to this place and wanting to protect it.
But Ortega is resolute. While she almost took a plea deal, like the other Hiachit Atham woman arrested, she says she went to trial to show future generations that it's possible.
The more we move forward, the more truth we're able to reveal regarding our struggle as Indigenous people to these lands. And the government can make their ruling, but our battles and our stories will continue.
A final verdict is expected December 15th. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.